With a vision to rebuild, renew, and restore hearts and homes in the urban community, Urban Life Family Media presents Fruitful Living with Chris and Carol Green. Fruitful Living is the podcast outreach of Urban Life Family Center, an inner healing ministry that has been changing lives in South Central Pennsylvania since September of 2004. For the next few minutes, we're going to bring you into our weekly session from the family prayer room, where you can experience the word that is producing fruitful living.
God bless you, everyone. This is Chris Green, and I'd like to welcome you to Fruitful Living. We always take this time just to encourage you with just a brief word that we really are trusting will make a difference in your heart and in your home. These words that we're sharing with you come directly from the pages of books that my wife and I have written, and these books really are made up of weekly emails that we have been sending for many years now to our church family. And it's amazing right now that when we read back through these books and these emails, how incredibly precise and accurate they are for the times that we're living in right now. So here's one that I want to share with you, and the title of this one is Trust God. This past Sunday's gathering was another one of those special moments when all of our plans were thrown out right from the beginning. After poring over scriptures and putting together another PowerPoint slide presentation to teach at our weekly Sunday gathering, I had to cast it all aside as the Lord moved strongly upon our hearts. Usually, as we conclude our time of singing praise and worship songs, we will share a few thoughts and take a quick break. But this time, the brief exhortation became the sermon for the day. Right now, it seems the Lord is placing a lot of emphasis on tearing down the stronghold of unbelief. He's really working on the foundation of the Urban Life family. Sunday, we talked about the way a new building begins with the construction crews digging a hole. After completing that task, they will lay the foundation. They must dig until they reach solid rock, or what's called the bearing stratum, which is a point where the earth is dense enough to support the weight of the new building. While digging the hole, the workers encounter all kinds of debris, decay, or even toxic material. Next to the gigantic hole is usually a large picture of what the building will look like when everything is complete. Often, that sign will read, "Coming soon." Sometimes it seems like the whole digging part is taking too long. We behold the beautiful picture, but next to it is a massive, ugly hole, and it just seems like the promised structure will never come to pass. Yet we know that God is faithful to get all of the debris and poisons out of the way. He will not build on top of debris, decay, and toxins. One of those toxins is unbelief. Due to our past experiences, the toxin of unbelief must be excavated. I can tell you. Along with the unbelief, the debris is made up of the negative memories of failure and disappointment. Isn't that amazing? The Lord our God is digging stuff out so that he can establish a solid foundation that is built upon Christ, the solid rock. Sunday, the exhortation was given to compel the family to trust God. We cannot put our trust in healthcare, financial institutions, our jobs, welfare, social security, pensions, unemployment checks, education, politicians, pastors, scientists, philosophers, or even in ourselves. The words, "In God we trust," are printed on our money. But even that has become nothing more than a call for pluralism and universalism. We must, we put our trust in the name of the Lord our God. We put our trust in the name of the Lord our God. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and there they are saved. In thee our fathers trusted. They trusted, and you delivered them. Can you hear the call today, family? Trust God. Allow the Lord to encourage your heart and build your faith and trust in Him. God bless you.
At Urban Life Family Center, we minister in an informal family atmosphere that includes worship, prayer, sharing, and healing. But it's all done in a style and format that uniquely ministers to people in a personal way. From our Sunday prayer and healing sessions to our home church gatherings, everything we do is designed to equip and prepare you to do the work of the ministry. Until next time, remember, God wants to use you to rebuild, restore, and renew hearts and homes in this community. He wants to do it through your fruitful living.